So call the meeting to order and roll call. Commissioner Kadura absent. Idris is absent. Commissioner Priest.
Here.
Lusala absent. Paul Schatz.
Here.
Mendez Shannon.
Here.
Harkin.
Here.
Kolash. Here. Mohammed. Excellent. All right. Do we have a volunteer to read the Native American land acknowledgement? I'll do it tonight. We meet today in the community of Iowa City, which now occupies the homelands of Native American nations to whom we owe our commitment and dedication. The area of Iowa City was within the homelands of the Iowa, Meskwaki, and Sauk. And because history is complex and time goes far back beyond memory, we also acknowledge the ancient connections of many other indigenous peoples here. The history of broken treaties and forced removal that dispossessed indigenous peoples of their homelands was and is an act of colonization and genocide that we cannot erase. We implore the Iowa City community to commit to understanding and addressing these injustices as we work toward equity, restoration, and reparations. Agenda item 3, public comment of items not on the agenda. And seeing no one present, we can move on to item 4, approval of the February 25th, 2025 meeting minutes.
I have a couple corrections.
Yep.
I can hand them to you, Stephanie, but the Laotian refugee he served with while is the first line. And my bishop's name is, her last name is Current in the last line. So it gets a capital C. And her first name is Amy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Other adjustments or changes to the minutes?
I see. I see.
Now, do we have a motion to approve?
So
moved. I second.
All in favor of approval of the meeting minutes from February 25th with corrections?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. Trey, you're up.
Aye. All right. Trey Hall, Iowa City Police Department Community Outreach. So last meeting, I had spoke about Joshua DeBusu was having a presentation at the Broadway Neighborhood Centers over domestic violence. That unfortunately did get canceled or rescheduled. Mm-hmm. They're still working on a future date for that. The elder got sick, so they wanted to reschedule so that they could be in attendance. Mm-hmm. And then we are having the Jess Lang, who works at the county attorney's office, but her specialty is community violence intervention. She is trying to recruit through Broadway Neighborhood Centers and the Neighborhood Centers of Johnson County to increase the amount of spots that we have for Safety Village and EMS to try and drive up those numbers, because historically they haven't been the ones who have been attending it. We're trying to ramp up the attendance through those avenues. She's really reaching out to mm-hmm. them to see if we can get more interest in those, as well as our EMS camp that we hold for junior high students and high school students. Those are both in the summer. I can get you the dates as we get closer to them. And then we have started, last year we were going to be doing the CPA, which is the Community Police Academy, but we didn't have enough interest in it. We're trying again this year with the Corville Police Department out at JEC. It will be on Mondays throughout the month of September, so there'll be 4 weeks, about 2 hour periods for those. And again, as we get closer to it, I'll have more information. With the springtime coming up in summertime, we as an outreach are gonna be ramping up our efforts with servicing unhoused. We work with the shelter house every single month and every single week, and truly daily, to make sure that their needs are met and they're being treated with respect and dignity, along with their items. And then on the 12th at 10 a.m. at the Iowa City Public Library, We will have a booth for National Crime Victim Rights. They're having an event at the Public Library at 10 a.m. And last but not least, last week we started getting ready to plan and started planning the Pride Parade, which is June 20th, if my memory serves me correctly. So we are in full motion. Any questions?
I had a chance to meet Joshua.
Perfect.
Great person.
Yes.
Definitely a wonderful engager.
Yeah.
He shared with me that should we have interest in doing a panel for Know Your Rights, there's a lot of misinformation that is, you know, it's going around. So I think it'd be helpful to have that kind of a partnership.
I 100% agree with that.
Great, thank you.
I think it'd be something we could even partner with other outside agencies.
Yes,
so that
absolutely.
Way they drive in everyone to come in. And then if we have questions that spur up through those, then, you know, I think that'd be a great opportunity.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
My church has been distributing red cards.
Yep.
You have them?
I'm not familiar with what those are.
I have some in the car. I'll give you some if you stick around.
Yeah.
Or I'll give them to Stephanie.
They're just policies that you can do, or, you know, procedures to support if you ever get arrested or are in the face of ICE and
English
what to do,
side,
what
Spanish
not to do.
On the other
that makes sense to me.
Yeah. English on one side, Spanish on
yeah.
the other.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks, Trey.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll give them to Stephanie. She'll give them to you.
Perfect. That sounds good. Thanks, Stephanie.
Okay. Agenda item 6, correspondence. Let's see, one item in the packet. The very last item is an email about a community reading of Martin Luther King's Beyond Vietnam, A Time to Break Silence, on Friday, this coming Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Robert A. Lee Recreation Center. Free, open to the public. Come and go as you wish. So any other correspondence? All right, seeing none, item 7, Know Your Rights event. And Liz, I believe you were working on this.
Yes, thank you. Just an update, so we did meet with the Englert, and of course you're invited as well, Emily, to share as well. What we found out is that they're very interested in supporting an event that can support the community. Anything from having a community event across the city to a one-day workshop. You know, they're pretty available in that way. The scope of it, we're not sure because we wanted to make sure we spoke to the community that are involved in this work. So, for example, Escucha Mi Voz shared that they have a wonderful need to share more information about rights through a speaker. And I can share some more about that. But at this time, that's starting to emerge. Sort of, what does this really look like? How could we support them? So one idea was to create a coalition so that there are more voices at the table. And I want to take this chance just to ask if it's okay to get approval from the whole commission. Because I'd like, when we do this work, to talk on behalf of our commission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if I need to say, can I have a vote, or I'm asking you for your guidance. How does that work?
I think I'm fully in support of this. I think also as like a project of the Human Rights Commission, especially as we've moved away from committee work, I think it would be great to do this in that sense. And
okay.
I don't think we voted on committee work before. I think we just did it. So I think we could just do it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let's do it.
Let's do it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll share.
Consensus.
So that this way anybody can, you know, help and also get involved. I just want to highlight, too, that My goal is not to lead it. My goal is to support the leaders. So I'm going to make sure that's clear. Great. Thank you.
Excellent.
Related to that, so in context of rights and knowing your rights right now, just want to mention that there, at the end of last month, just I think just after you all had your last meeting, rights were taken away from a group of an identity group within the state, and from the state legislative assembly, and then also signed by Governor Kim Reynolds. I would suggest that it would be important for us to continue to draft and approve a statement recognizing this and recognizing the protection of identity groups. While that is not on our agenda today, I want to just mention it, that I think it would be great to have a separate special meeting in order to approve said statement once we're able to get the agenda out with advance notice to the public.
Is there something you'd work from?
Yes.
Good.
There's already been some great work amongst of this commission to draft a statement. So there's already an existing draft statement.
Yeah, my congregation, they want to make statements. And I said, well, find some existing statements. It doesn't make sense to reinvent the wheel.
I think too, I mean, with credit to Doug, really, for preparing that. And so just trying to move that forward.
Do we want to talk about a date for that special, for a special meeting just for that? Does it have to be in person? Can it be virtual? Okay.
Yeah, it can be virtual.
And how much of a notice do we need to provide?
24 hours, but ideally I prefer to give more because I need to be here just in case members of the public want to come.
Okay.
Should we do it before our next meeting?
Yes.
I would suggest even in the next week.
Yeah.
In the next 7 days, if we can find a time.
And it is also virtual.
Yes.
Which will make it easier.
I think that's a really excellent move to do that.
I'm looking at my calendar.
We've sometimes scheduled those all their other meetings outside of like session. Would that, Stephanie, would you be willing to help us coordinate on finding that time?
Yeah, I can. People don't always take the email schedules right away. It might be just, to take time maybe tonight just to kind of get a tentative
feel.
That sounds great.
Because if you have 24 hours that I have to post, and if that's what we're left with, I mean, we'll make it work. So the earliest you could do is Thursday. Or you could do Friday.
I can't do Friday.
Okay, so Friday's out. Okay. So we have Thursday.
Afternoon, I got.
Look at the
morning.
Not to push this out further, but I'm traveling in the next couple of days, and I know that you will be soon too, but could we maybe make, like, if it's just a 15-minute meeting, maybe like a quick afternoon meeting on Monday potentially happen?
As long as it's under an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Technically, if 50 people come to speak it up, then, but yeah.
Yeah.
So looking at Monday?
Okay, we're working on Monday, and you're going to send out a doc or something, Google Doc or something?
What if I just propose a time?
Yeah.
How is everyone available about 3 p.m. on Monday, or would another time work better?
I'm not.
You're not, okay.
Let me see my work
calendar. The upcoming Monday?
Yes.
Yes. The 7th.
I could do 2:30.
What time?
What about 2:30? I had said 3, but what about 2:30 instead?
And where is it going to be the meeting?
It could be virtual or in person if you prefer to come in.
I would rather have it before 1 p.m.
Okay.
I'm on call shifts.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, okay, sure. 10 a.m.?
Is that mandatory?
No.
No.
Yeah, because I'm working at Zoom, but then I assigned to Javi see the rabbits. Okay. I already they sign me up.
Okay.
I could do 10.
Yeah, I can do 10.
Does that work for you?
10.
I'll make it work.
Are you sure?
All right.
Yeah. I'll just take an early lunch.
Okay.
Stephanie, is that okay?
I'll
10 a.m. Monday the
7th. I mean, I'm going to be here, so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, great. Thanks, everybody, for being willing to consider that. And we'll make sure those who aren't here tonight maybe hear word about that, too, as well as the general public.
Mm-hmm. All right. So special meeting Monday, April 7th, 10 a.m., virtual, to discuss and approve a possible statement on the recent change to the Iowa Civil Rights Code.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, for me personally, mm-hmm. it all depends on my kids' schedule because I have to drive them everywhere. Okay. So I have to look and ask each one what do they have on Monday so I can, you know, confirm if I'll be able to attend or not.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Item 8, discussion on creating a second quarter project. I think what Liz is working on with the Know Your Rights is, you know, kind of falls under this umbrella
mm-hmm.
of kind of, you know, how we're replacing our standing committees with more dynamic project-based type things. I have this on the agenda. I wanted to see if there were other ideas or, you know, something that other folks wanted to work on or think is needed in the community that we can create a subcommittee to work on.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited about the Know Your Rights activities, by the way. I think there's some great, wonderful overlaps, but also just really informing aspects to this idea that I'm going to share with you all today, which is on community circles and developing some community-based conversations on some critical themes that our community members might be facing, particularly within this time. And this is still in the ideation phase, but I think from what I've heard so far from community members and community members being community leaders as well, is that it would be a great moment to share and connect with some of the resources that we all know are present in this wonderful community and making sure that others know that they're also here too. So for example, thinking about issues of food, housing, conflict resolution strategies. So in an era where a lot of conversation is very polarized and very much, maybe even fighting based or freeze based, how do we come back to conflict resolution skills in our interpersonal relationships too? Also thinking about how we support our young people, how we think about community building, maybe even what nonviolent action looks like in the community, and seeing other examples of that. As well as recognizing the mental health toll of the stresses of an era like this and how we might be using trauma-informed approaches with one another and in efforts across the community. So I've already started some conversations on this, like with what Dr. Liz was saying. I think it'd be great to have the endorsement of the Human Rights Commission in doing this work. And facilitating it. Maybe it ends up looking like small workshop roundtables. Maybe sometimes it ends up looking like a larger community event. It could really go a lot of different directions, but I think there's a great opportunity to bring together those that have leading voices in identifying what would work best in each instance.
I think that's a great way to learn about, you know, the struggles and challenges that's still hidden, you know. Try to eradicate the fears, you know, that, yeah, I'll be able to sit down with a group and discuss openly, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm fearful of or what I'm looking forward to or what mm-hmm. should I do, what resources I have. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that would be our second quarter project? Yeah, no?
One of them, yes. I would facilitate mm-hmm. this within the second quarter, yes.
I get excited just imagining it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But do you think, like, do you have specific locations or is it going to be, like, open invitation for everyone to begin with, or?
For now, I'd like to hold on answering that, but I have some starting ideas and I'd like to get your ideas on that too.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, thanks. Okay, well, thanks everybody. I'll keep you mm-hmm. in the loop and in the know, and I'll share more information too as I'm hearing more from others, but there's quite a few people that I want to reach out to in identifying next steps, so.
Another consensus. I like it.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, thank you, Dr. Liz and Kelsey, for kind of leading that kind of new formation of our, you know, of our actual kind of on the ground work.
Thank you.
Emily
and
Bob. And Emily, yes, absolutely.
The
yes.
work here.
Yes, of course, of course. Yes, sorry.
Yeah. And she needs great flyers.
Flyers and proofreading. I'm an English degree in that, so you guys need to be
diagnosed
proofread.
Did I hear you say flyers for free?
Flyers for free? Of course, for the Human Rights Commission, of course.
All right, excellent. Okay, agenda item number 9, elections. So I believe we're due for...
You are, if you prefer to have all members present, then you can defer again. If you just want to do it, you can do that. So it's up to the group.
All right.
Idris, Roger are gone.
Right.
Anybody else gone? Kind
of. We're missing two.
Two.
Yeah.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So thoughts.
Let's put it off.
Put it off. Right. All those in favor of deferring.
Sure. Yes. Okay. Jack, as long as you're okay, still leading.
Okay. What?
As long as you're okay, still in the interim.
I'm okay, still. So, yeah. Right. Okay.
I think it's this room.
Yeah, I think so. It leads to more. Just like, all right, yeah, sure. All right. Item 10 then. Human rights grant updates. In the packet.
Yes.
Several updates from recipients of the human rights grant. Great. Great stories in here, great pictures. You know, just big shout out to Escucha Mi Voz because this report with the pictures is outstanding. And then the Indigenous Art Alliance is separate as well. So a chance for all commissioners to read through those, take a look at those updates that the different recipients have submitted. Any comments, questions on the reports from the past recipients?
I think I might have heard that maybe there were some human rights commissioners who had been in touch with some of this year's recipients. If there's anything that you want to acknowledge or add to these great reports, it would be lovely to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure. I missed multiple meetings. So I'm not sure if you were here before.
You only missed one.
I felt more.
No, I have not said anything. So
yeah.
So you can share.
Me and Dr. Liz, we tried to do multiple, you know, organizations. How many did we do? 3?
I think we did 4.
4?
Yeah.
Sorry, my brain's kind of a little bit rusty. You helped me out, so I remember.
House to homes,
and then the crisis center food pantry, and
The welcome center for the Greater Iowa at-large.
I missed on it.
And then I went to see Escucha Mi Voz.
Yes, that's so 4 of them.
Oh, and the Red House, 5.
Oh, so wow. Thank you.
So Red House of Fashion.
So I'll speak about the ones that I attended, and maybe you can follow up with the other ones. So Houses Into Homes is one of my favorites, because truly it's just dignifying the living of those people who never had the sense of having a home. And it's just amazing. So just recently I took the club, the Marine Girls Club, to volunteer over there too as well. So they've been utilizing the money, you know, they got the sets of pots and pans and please, Dr. Liz, remind me what else that we were
talking about. Mattresses and furniture. It's amazing, that warehouse, they have everything there.
Yeah, so they're trying to cover all, items that were missing for a long period of time, and they have struggled, you know, they struggled for a period of time to get them through, you know, like you cannot reuse pots that's already damaged or, you know, that the iron is peeling off and things. So it truly helped them, you know. And, you know, we heard a couple of stories about, you know, the people how when they see those, you know, items, and they customize those, like tools, kitchen tools and utensils and things based on what the people from their, you know, ethnic backgrounds, what do they use when they make their own food. Mm-hmm. So they don't just throw to them anything that, you know, on the shelf. No, they give them the list and they can, you know, specify, you know, what do we use in the kitchen, and they try their best, you know, to provide them with daily, you know, items that they can utilize, you know. So it's really great. And we discussed with them something about the language bag, yeah, that we were talking about.
Three out of the five we visited identified that language accessibility is an issue.
Yeah.
Translation, interpretation was a big need.
So the house is in two homes, so trying to connect with the Coralville Food Pantry, and they have some, you know, bilingual people there, you know, speak Arabic as well, you know, one of the languages that they were addressing. That's, you know, she's helping them out every time that they have a new client who would like to, who's still struggling, you know, to fill out the form or to ask anything. So they're trying, you know, to reach out to those people who are volunteering their time to do the work. And they're trying to grow it up to be like to have a bank account, you know, language bank, you know,
the language bank,
where they can just 24 hours reach out to those people who are willing to help and assist.
That's amazing.
I just, you know, want to go on record to say everyone just really was amazing, just to show their power and the community to really bring some change and to help those in need was a strong, that's what I took away, was just their passion with not just the grant, but the work that they do. It was really inspirational. The Welcome Center said they have a lot of access to language, so that made us, you know, think, let's connect the dots.
Yeah.
You know, like what, you know, what everyone needs, others may have. They all were excited. One thing that they asked is if we could highlight their service on social media, just to create more of that visibility, is what they hope for. And then, of course, some asked about the new grants, you know, if they can, you know, reapply and all this. I just have them speak with Stephanie. So it was quite inspirational. Yeah.
Well, I wish that we can assist them to grow their place, because they need a bigger place.
Yes.
But hopefully in the future they can find a better building to house their stuff.
And Houses and Homes also has a workshop, right?
They do, and they have some internships,
and
internal operations are growing across all the places, which is nice.
Amazing.
I think we help with our grants just to keep that movement going.
And so much goes behind the scenes. Like the last time we volunteered there, we had the pleasure of experiencing what does it take to set up the truck for, you know, for delivery. And oh my God, the work, you know, it's heavy lifting. It's like you're playing a puzzle inside the truck to fit out the pieces, multiple, you know, delivers at once. And they're doing great, an amazing job.
And each place really, so their scope is, let's try to tailor what you want. Not just a donation, it's what do you want, what type, what color, and that's true also with the pantry, you know, they're making sure, so their grant was to expand the diversity of what their food is and to support the local vendors, and they need some more of that. So they were hoping to see how do we amplify our reach, widen our reach. Thank you.
I was particularly glad to see the Indigenous Art Alliance grant report too. I know, particularly in a moment where it might be challenging for the regular continuation of other Indigenous activities, and particularly those that have regularly been sponsored and created by the university. So, for example, I know the university's annual powwow has been postponed this year. I think it's really important to see that Indigenous art and music and culture continues to ring loudly in our region. So thank you to them as well for their update on this.
So we have the reports from last year's grants. Stephanie, updates on the current cycle?
I do. So 11:59 is the last opportunity somebody has to submit one for FY25. I think so far, I want to say there's 7 or 8 that have been suspended. Submitted.
What happened? What was wrong?
I'm tired. And I want to say there's 12 that are in, you know, some are blank and some people have started. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how many more you'll get, but I think you would end up at most with what you had last year, which is around like 27, 28. Mm-hmm. It is an online process, and I do think you'll really like it. You can just kind of click on through things.
You need to teach me how to do that. It must be a password, or I get an app or something like that.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So everyone probably got an email with my name from Snaply.
Okay.
And if you
like
didn't,
a couple months ago,
yeah, so I can resend them, but look in your junk email, because it may look suspicious to you and you're like, I'm not opening that, but it is.
If it comes from you, I'll open it.
Well, but it's kind of me. It has a different domain.
Okay.
But I'll send an email out when I resend them out to everyone so that you can expect to get them. And before I do that, at some point tomorrow, my hope is to send everybody a list of all the organizations, and I can get everybody until Monday to let me know if you have any conflicts, or if you believe you have conflicts. If you do, just let me know, and that goes to, I put you in touch with the city attorney, so it's not anything that I actually make any decisions on. Let's see. So if you can start, and when you start reviewing, when you get the link, there's a video that explains how to do it.
Oh.
So Apply is a software from SurveyMonkey. So so I think it's pretty user friendly. But if you have problems, let me know. And if worse comes to worse, we can just print out hard copy, and then I can go in and do the electronic part.
No, I was just thinking, Stephanie, that I always like to have a printed out copy.
Okay.
Just to look through it, not always online, you know,
okay.
Like if I'm driving or going somewhere or
okay.
sitting, you know. So if it's possible to have, you know, like on the side, you know.
Yeah, we know when we put up the table in the study and Leslie doesn't go in there because it's all laid out. We get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and take care of it all until before breakfast.
So the turnaround, your next meeting date is April 22nd. Technically, you're supposed to make the recommendation to the city council by March 31st, but you know that was when you had a date for the grants of them being available from December to January, and then you evaluated them in February. So obviously March 31st is not gonna be for this year.
But our next meeting is the 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
But depending on how many you get, that may not be doable. So I don't know if that decision can be made right now, because if you get 30, then that may be hard to do.
Oh.
If you get 15, there's word limits, so they're not long. And when I say by the 22nd, I guess ideally it would just be that you have them evaluated. If the 22nd comes and you have them all evaluated, you can always choose to move that date to a different date to actually sit down to discuss the grants, which you've done in the past. You know, it's kind of up to you if you just want to go on the straight grading scale or if you want to have a discussion. But you probably need to look at them to get a feel for what you want to do. So it's kind of everything is like, but
I think we've learned that going on the straight grading scale, we kind of lose our heart and we settle on the data, and it like having a conversation to be sure we know what we're doing.
I think that's true. I think also that we have different scales. We have different ways of evaluating, and so the data doesn't always represent, because we're a 7 out of 10 isn't the same 7 out of 10 for all of us. So I think that's in order to work that out, I think, and to be as equitable as we can with the time and the effort that these organizations have put forward for the resources, having a carefully timed conversation where it doesn't take us 4 hours, hopefully, but still is respectful and equitable, I think, is worthwhile. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I've liked about the process we've followed before, because I think we use that scale and kind of that data to focus that conversation.
Exactly.
You know, to, but we still have that conversation because, exactly, to your point, it's important, mm-hmm, to come to a consensus and discuss the merits of each application. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've been cruising some what I think of service agencies, nonprofits. And with my heart of, you should apply for an RESJ. But then I find out, well, I got a $300,000 grant from the city. So can they still get it?
You know what, that's so glad you. So in this packet.
I was going to ask about it too. Yeah.
Okay, so in this packet, there is a memo that is addressed to the Human Rights Commission. I apologize. Your packets are usually not this big, and I didn't realize there's not page numbers. But it's right after the youth board's item. It's the best way to find it. But it tells that, you know, City Council directed staff to provide additional information to boards and commissions that award funding. The goal is to foster awareness among awarding bodies about which organizations regularly receive funding through this program. So in a way, they're trying to kind of take out some of the criticism that you had to face last year, mm-hmm, from some organizations. And also, I think, to give opportunity to other places that may not have received. So following the memo is a list of organizations. It starts in 2021, mm-hmm, then it goes to 2022, and then it goes to 2023.
Yeah, 2024.
And I'm kind of confused here because now it doesn't look like it's in chronological.
23, 24 got mixed up.
On that third page. I'm not sure. I didn't. This isn't my. I think that was probably just a mistake, probably just a formatting thing. But so they're wanting to, mm-hmm, my understanding is that the point is that they want you to really pay attention to who is already getting funding. And not only that, the amount and the frequency, mm-hmm, when you're, I think maybe my opinion, this information may be more helpful after you've already read through all of the grants. I don't necessarily think it would be helpful to you to do it while you're reading through them. Mm-hmm. But I will attach them to the email when I say, hey, I'm going to send you the email for the apply account that you need to create to be able to create the grants. But, you know, I think at some point you're probably going to need a hard copy because I think this as a PDF would not be that easy. I actually, if there's a way maybe that, try to get that converted into a different document, because I think the easiest way would just be to do a search of, like, if you guys have 10 organizations that you want to fund, it probably makes more sense just to put those 10 organizations in like a search in a Word document, and there you just see where they come up, versus having to go through pages and pages, like, okay, do I see organization B, do I see
or an Excel that we could sort alphabetically,
yeah,
and we
can, yeah,
just and see. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can sort in Excel so many ways.
And so many
too,
ways, exactly,
helpful.
By
you
year,
know,
by amount.
Great,
yeah,
great Excel, mm-hmm, so happy,
true,
to help,
yeah,
if you,
yeah,
need.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, don't, yeah, say that.
No,
I'll leave
on
it.
Same.
but I think once we have everybody's ranking, then, you know, that can be part of the process when you come together to discuss, but just making sure that is something that is taken into account.
Great, thank you.
Right. So we're thinking that the April 22nd meeting is the time where we're gonna have the long meeting or discuss, you know, the scoring of the grant.
I think that's a potential, but I don't know if the group wants to make any decision tonight, not knowing how many, because sometimes people really wait to the last minute, like it's almost, yeah, shocking.
And in the
so
past, we've
really
also done a special meeting for just that,
yeah,
because,
yes,
it can take so,
yes,
long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did notice in the memo that it does specifically say two times that it's just provided for our awareness. So I think that's an interesting framing, and I do appreciate that. But also, I recognize the conversations that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. So we'll see what comes in, and then go from there on evaluations. Right. Okay. Stephanie, since you have the floor, do you have any other updates for us in agenda item 11?
I think I just had two. So if you think there's going to be funding that you need to support either the number 7 agenda item or number 8, mm-hmm. If you could just kind of send me a little budget proposal so that we can just kind of estimate how much we'd be looking at for those events. Depending on where you have them, when you have them, most city facilities we can get without a charge. But certainly if there's a space that you want to have and you think is better, that works fine too. And then the other thing was, if you prefer this room, I can look and try to get it scheduled for the rest of the year if you prefer it over that one. It's a little warmer, I think, but it's totally, it's what you prefer. I mean, the problem with this room is, as Mark indicated when he first became a commission member, when you have topics or conversations that may garner a larger part of the community, then this doesn't work as well. And lots of times there is flexibility, so if you think there is something that is going to get a lot of folks, then we could probably just go back next door, but it's just something to think about. But it is kind of nice to be able to just look at everybody instead of like that. It's just kind of a different. Right.
This is great for conversations amongst ourselves and working, but I think the other room is more open and gives more of a public-facing feel, right? Even if we aren't joined by members of the public often, if I were a member of the public and I decided to come to a meeting, this room would be intimidating. Yeah. Whereas the other one is more, there's a place for me to sit, Mm-hmm. So,
absolutely.
All right. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think, Stephanie, you sent us an email about the gala, the Neighborhood Center gala. That's today's deadline if we would like to join the event on April 12th.
I probably did.
Because I think the deadline is today to respond if we would like to attend or not. Yeah, it was through the email that I found about this.
What was the event again?
The Neighborhood Center Gala.
Oh, okay. Yep, I forgot about that. Yeah. So are you wanting to go?
So the deadline's today, right?
It is so that just to allow me enough time to get tickets and everything.
Yes, I think me and Dr. Liz, are interested in attending.
Okay. You guys get a lot of emails, so apologies for not always.
Yeah, I don't remember getting that one, but I went last year. It was fantastic.
Which one was it?
The Neighborhood Center's Gala.
Oh, okay.
I think this is the second year they're hosting it.
Rachel's going to talk on Thursday noon at the Rotary, and I.
So just two tickets for that one. No other.
Yeah, we don't get to go.
Somebody are interested?
Are you traveling? Well, I don't have the email.
I didn't either.
So I don't know if I'm going to have to check my filters.
That's good to know because. Mm-hmm. I think that email was sent to, how you have the Human Rights Commission at iowa-city.org? Mm-hmm. So maybe it's possible that I need to verify that your address is, your email address is corrected or you're on. That's the only reason I could think that you didn't get that is it went out under that email. But I can...
It was
find it here. So who didn't get it? Doug and Kelsey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you want to look at the date, you sent it on 3/18.
Thank you. But I will make a note to check. Okay.
I can also just forward it to you both right now if that would help.
I'm laughing over here because when I started out, there were cell phones. There was no email. I don't know how we schedule stuff, but we did.
Stephanie, I'll also attend.
That's all right. Phone calls, I guess.
I still want to pull it up just to see how it was sent. See what the hiccup was there.
I have it from last year, but not from this year.
Do you guys ever get some of the emails from the public
No.
that I usually respond to?
I've never got, no.
So something's not right.
I subscribe to the city. I got the, you know, housing.
So it is. Then that's what the hiccup is, because people will email you guys and be like, "Help me! I need this," and I'm usually the one who responds.
I thought that was happening.
That is good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Emily, she's interested, and Dr. Liz, and also me.
So moving on to commissioner reports then. Mark, do you want to get us started?
Okay, I'm at Fred Newell, and it's Dream City now. It used to be Dream Center. I did write a grant for them through our congregation to get some furniture there. I went to the bike library and saw just an extraordinary nonprofit and met some people doing extraordinary things. I noticed they've gotten grants from us before too.
And Human Rights Board.
They'd really like, I wrote another grant for them from our church because they'd really like a kitchenette where the people could maybe have some table fellowship, and faith groups always like table fellowship if we can have it happen someplace else. I met with Secois Novus about the Great Plains has purchased land on Maiden Drive, I think, to build a facility. They have a really nice vision and a plan. I met with the director of the North Liberty Food Pantry, and they talked about their struggle with, they really need FEMA money and they're not getting it. They've relied on that. I think the other thing I want you to know is that Leslie and I really have struggled with a dark time. We have anxiety about my being public. And how we're going to do that. And I can't say too much more because this is a public meeting, and I'll leave it at that. We're living with some significant anxiety in our house.
Same. You know, we have now very close friends and family members that live out of state that no longer feel safe or welcome here. So knowing that, you know, our whole family won't be together for holidays because we all, you know, always come back here, you know, to our parents. So that is, you know, dealing with that. And just, yeah, the just seemingly constant avalanche of bad news. And one item to draw your awareness, the Iowa Senate passed Bill 507, Senate File 507, that is now gone to the House, that prohibits any city or county from having diversity, equity, inclusion efforts.
It did pass.
Which, it passed the Senate, is now at the House. So that would likely affect this commission and Stephanie's job. So just to keep something to keep an eye on as things continue to happen.
So. And I am humbled sitting at this table talking about my anxiety, because I know there are people at this table that have had to live with that anxiety on this nation since they got hurt. So who else wants to tell us?
All right, anyone else?
Take me to a happy place.
Anything happy? Yeah. Not that it has to be, but
Leslie,
yeah.
Leslie took me for a ride yesterday, and we had La La Land playing on the radio.
Oh, nice.
Well, I can share a few things.
Oh, yeah, because I was there.
Well, I'm always hopeful, regardless of what we go through. There's always blessings in disguise, so I'm optimistic, I'm faithful, and we are all impacted by everything that's going on. And it's a struggle, it's challenging, and no one is safe. But we have to keep living, and we have to keep going. And we have to keep voicing the voiceless, no matter what it takes. You know, I know sometimes it's hard, it's been excruciating pain even. But you know, I think we put on this earth, and we have to defend each other, and we have to protect each other, and our humanity is one, regardless of what. Well, the happy place. I've been busy hosting, you know, the iftar, which is the dinner meal in Ramadan for the ICCSD students, which is like this a new tradition that we started last year, trying to support them, put a platform for them within the school district. And Superintendent Matt Digner and the Board of Education have been really positive in helping and supporting our efforts. They have attended the, you know, our iftars. We had the privilege of having Mark with us, you know, joining us at the last iftar too. It's just about, you know, being a community. You know, Islam is about togetherness. It's about, you know, one community. If one limb aches or bleeds, the whole body will bleed with it. So breaking bread together and just sharing ourselves, you know, and giving those students the confidence and the power that we are visible. Everyone can see us, everyone can hear us, and we are proud of who we are regardless of what you think of us. And it's been a long time that their narrative has been hijacked, our narrative as Muslims has been hijacked. And I think this is a step toward, you know, claiming our narrative and, you know, supporting our youngest ones, you know, to take the lead. And I've been honored to work with them. It's not easy, too much to do, but I'm so proud of them and of everyone even who supported us, who joined us, who prayed for us. It's been really lovely.
By the way, on Monday, it was really neat to see people wondering why aren't the kids in school.
Oh, yeah. So that's why, because we had the Eid. Today is our third day of the holiday. So We're still celebrating our holiday. Today is the final day. Something else, you know, we hosted the Hijab Day. I'm not sure if I missed that meeting after the Hijab, the World Hijab Day. But it was lovely, you know, with Samira Abdullah, the community resource navigator in Coralville Library. She did an awesome job, and we've been working together on this project, and we're looking forward even to grow it more alongside the tradition of the iftar within the community, public, you know, iftars for everyone. This Friday, as a board member of the Coralville Food Pantry and as a chef, you know, we're hosting the Coralville Community Meal at the Coralville Library this coming Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. It's called Soup Beyond Borders. So if you love soup, join us. We have different kind of soups, and usually it's a lovely place to be, you know, when you see different faces, people coming together, you know. Yes, the food's lovely, but still, you know, the gathering is more about it.
I was excited about the iftar menu because there are a lot of kids there, and so it was interesting to see a lot of pizza was stacked. And
yeah.
There was also eggplant soup or salad, but...
Salad. We tried to, you know, to have, you know, different sure tastes for everyone. Eat. Yeah, so we had, like, stack of pizzas for those picky eaters. And it all was gone, so... yeah, but this is mainly soup. So this is the first time the assistant executive director of the food pantry, Hi, you know, she's been doing awesome job, you know, organizing and, you know, leading those community meals many years ago. And so we're trying to have themes every time that she does a community meal, and they decided on the Soup Beyond Borders. So if you can join us this Friday from 5 to 7 at the Coralville Public Library, it's going to be downstairs. And then on April 26th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., there is a conference called Palestine Hope for Change, which is a conference at the First United Methodist Church in Iowa City here. So it's about bringing awareness, acknowledging the sufferings of the Palestinians and the ongoing genocide that still exists. We were praying for it to end, but unfortunately after we just exhaled, all of a sudden started all over again. So our heart is still broken, we're shattered. We're praying for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Sudan, in Yemen, in Congo, Syria and Lebanon. We all are impacted. And you know, it's devastating to wake up on our holiday and see those little young kids, you know, in Palestine, waking up trying to dress in whatever they could collect from them, what's newly looked clothes, and they have those little coins in their hands, and all of a sudden they've been bombed and killed. So that's how we celebrate our first day, by watching the news and seeing how, you know, we're trying to be hopeful, but we cannot enjoy our celebration and our holiday while others are being slaughtered at the same day. So hopefully this conference will bring attention to the matter. That people sometimes they forget and they pause and say, oh, we don't hear from the news anymore. So it stopped. No, it did not stop. It's still ongoing. And and so much pain is still going on. So hopefully if you could get a chance to attend this, I think if you go to the United Methodist Church maybe website, or I can share a link with Stephanie and she can forward to everyone where you can register and sign up for it. So it's going to be workshops, it's going to be a line of speakers as well, some snacks, some food if you want to eat there too.
I think it's Dubuque and Jefferson.
I don't know the street, but yes, it's somewhere around here.
Dubuque and Jefferson.
Yeah, so it starts at 8 a.m. It goes until 5 p.m. Yes, I think that's all for me for now. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Lubna, would you like to go if you have any announcements?
Maybe not today.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I'm nice to see you guys.
Good to see you.
It's nice to hear from you.
That's probably a better view in here.
Yeah.
You know, than that.
Closer up.
Yeah.
I can go ahead and go.
Sure.
Yesterday was Trans Day of Visibility, especially with all the attacks going on. It's important to me and to our community to know that trans people have always existed. They will always exist. They will continue to exist, even in a state, even in a country that doesn't recognize their gender, their ability to be a person. And then it's also National Fair Housing Month. In my work outside of this, and also now with all the protections being removed from the Iowa Civil Rights Act, it's important to me that we still recognize this month, that these protections in law, although they're being attacked, there's legal precedent that supports fair housing, the affirmative rights to fair housing. And also I wanted to point out one thing that I can't remember who said it, but I did write it down from this meeting. Someone said, what others may need, others may have. That might have been Dr. Mendes, but it really stuck out to me, and I
like
the theme of this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You could share about the 1,000 dinner nights that we attended.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes.
We attended that. It was a really great event. We got to hear from several important organizations. I wish I had their names on me.
Mm-hmm.
Through videos, speakers, about the support that they were receiving in turn with the dinner and the silent auction. It was all really great.
Mm-hmm.
Night of the open dinners, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stephanie, she always does a great job. Appreciate your work.
Kelsey?
Oh, sure. I missed our last meeting. I mentioned to some of the commissioners already. I was in Nairobi for a workshop I had organized with a network that I co-facilitate that's called the Peace in Our Cities Network. So I'm working with city leaders, including government officials, but also community organizational leaders and international organizations as well, who have all committed to reducing violence by 50% in their communities, and doing so in a holistic whole of society way that works with security but isn't only done through security, that is really thinking about the true preventative mechanisms of preventing the worst forms of violence and addressing the root causes of insecurity but also inequity in communities around the globe. So we met primarily with our African regional members of this network, and our topics included things like data and technology and how you can basically track reports. For example, there's an organization in India that uses an app in order to allow women to report instances of violence that they've occurred within the city, so that can be used as a communication tool in order to inform community members who might also then be aware of this is where this is happening and this is how you can intervene and prevent further violence from occurring or further harassment even. And so the meeting as a whole was really great. Went into the informal settlements of Nairobi and met with those that are working with youth in order to improve the conditions there and to work with community members. And then after that, I think it's been an intense time for everybody. And so I just want to recognize that I take a lot of inspiration from those around the world who have lived through regimes that have attacked human rights and democracy, and understanding that there is a process to fight that where we see that. And I'm taking inspiration. So I'm really grateful for all of you and the other community leaders that we have in Iowa City.
Could you say a little bit more about passion fatigue?
or compassion fatigue.
Would you like to?
No, I'm feeling it. I don't want to go to anymore. I'm pooped. I got these I just can't.
Yeah, I think one thing that I would say is that if that fatigue is the point, that fatigue is part of the attack on all of us. And recognizing that and allowing ourselves to feel that feeling, but also like even just saying that, my body already feels empowered. My body already feels like out of freeze and more into like, okay, I'm ready to fight that now that I've said that out loud and recognized that.
And it feels like they're wearing me down.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the point. And so I think where we can, I think a lot of us know the adage of like, it's a choir. Someone takes a breath and someone else keeps singing, right? When you're practicing the shared breathing techniques. And I think that's, we're going to have to rely on that. And we're going to have to rely on one another.
And I just need to witness that I'm a white male heterosexual. And guess what, buddy? You're not the first person that's felt this. Mm-hmm. Why wasn't I paying attention?
So take care of yourselves and know what that means for you, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You can talk more too if you want. But I'd love to hear from Dr. Liz if you have updates.
Yes, just to reiterate, the folks that we met wanted to be seen on social media. So I just, want to say that they feel very excited about, the work that they're doing. And just in terms of the state and the weight of our world, it definitely impacts our communities and, of course, us and our work. I did a paper on the experiences that folks who are undocumented go through. And initially, my bias was, God, there's a lot of pain and, suffering. But they taught me that it's more about resilience. It's more about the way that what you go through, there's a reason for it. And that you're breaking down, but you are in the preparation of something else. And I strongly believe that our city is very strong in the community that we build. And this commission is making a difference. So I just want to welcome you all in that space, because right now it's a very tough space. Mm-hmm. But we're in it together. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
I did go to the ICE office in Cedar Rapids a month ago. It was bitter, bitter cold. We just felt we had to be there.
Thank you, everyone, for your updates. Our next meeting is with the special meeting Monday at 10 a.m. via Zoom. Our next regular meeting back here at City Hall is April 22nd. So add those to your calendars. That is the end of the agenda. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.